about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what we're doing.
The Radio Avenger. Rick Adams is on.
Well, good afternoon, all of you ladies and gentlemen. It is June 10th, and this is Rick Adams live on the air at this moment on republicbroadcasting.org. Good to be back once a week from 2 to 4 Eastern Time and 1 to 3 Central. We're going to have a very different program today, a very special program. Art will not be here today. We hope to have him back next week. He's dealing with some family, personal issues, taking care of his dad. So he'll be away. But coming up, we hope to make contact with someone who has been a mainstay here for a number of years in the United We Strike campaign. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why. I'm going to bring her up, Karen Tostado, in just a couple of moments. But as usual, to give you a couple of thoughts that I have, you know, from the scriptures, that's where it all meets, friend. You know, everything and anything that we talk about is irrelevant if we don't really tie it in to God and his word. I was thinking a little bit about what should I say today in opening. Well, we hear a lot about Mystery Babylon. Who is Mystery Babylon? Who is the city of Babylon? Where is it? All of that sort of jazz. But nonetheless, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, 6 or 5 thereabouts, it is told us who and what Mystery Babylon is. And it all goes back to the book of Genesis, as we know. So if we don't know Genesis, we're not going to know Revelation. But it makes it pretty clear that this Babylon of the end times is the city that sows confusion in the mind and deception, destruction of the mind, so that it no longer can think on its own. And he rules the earth. The city that rules the earth is Satan's city. So we know that it's going to be Jerusalem. Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots and abominations on the earth. That's Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. And so we understand, if we read it correctly, that the churches today, the Protestant, the Catholic, the Independent, all of the religions of the world are going to have a divine, if you will, quote, divine inspiration, a leader that will bring to a terminus all the suffering of the world. The world, as it is now, is spiraling out of control. But there's a man who's going to come, and he's going to call himself Jesus, pretending to be him, and putting himself above all that is called God, as we read in the New Covenant. So this man of sin will come. He's probably coming very shortly now to heal all of the ills of this beast, final beast system of the book of Revelation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So when we see these things come to pass, and we understand in the book of Revelation that we are given a good description of who is responsible for the shedding of the blood of all those who have been shed in wars on the earth, particularly in this last century or so, the generation of the bad fig tree that was planted or shooted in Jerusalem in 1948, then it becomes pretty clear which is the city. Because in her, in this Babylonian, if you will, this seed line of Satan and its Babylonian captivity of the mind, lies the blood of all those shed upon the earth in the century past, you know, the 20th century of worldwide wars, worldwide economic destruction through depression and recession, impoverishment, and utter complete destruction of economies of the world. Now all that's left to do is round them all up, bring them together in some sort of one world beast system, which can govern them and bring them at last peace and safety. Peace and safety are his words, Satan's words. So what we're doing now is seeing these hidden dynasties, as it's said in the Word of God, in the prophecies of Zechariah and others, that they're all coming together, economic, political, academic, / media, and religions. The religions of the world will basically all come together when Satan comes, and they will swear an allegiance to him, saying he is Jesus come. That's what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking at this corruption of the end times, and this man of sin calling himself Jesus, calling himself the return of the Messiah, come back, and he will rule. So this is my opening comment, to be aware of who is Mystery Babylon and where it's headquartered, where its epicenter is. And believe you me, all the nations of the world, as it says in Revelation also, have drunk of the wine of her excesses. They've all drunken of her wine. And what nation today can exist at all unless it does business with that city of Jerusalem? It uses the United States. It controls the United States economically, politically, in every possible venue that you see today, as it was drawn out in this past week in the halls of the Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty apparent now that, again, this hidden dynasty, these hidden dynasties are definitely taking fruit. They're coming to fruition. So we're at a very critical mass, aren't we? We're at a very critical time. And yet, at this time, we also know that there are pockets of opposition. There is a greater awareness taking place. There is an understanding on the part of many as to what is befalling this nation and this world at this moment. It is unreal to many and not even understandable to many. And yet, to us, to many of us who can see this forming before our very eyes, there is no doubt about it. This is what we are facing. We are facing a total confusion and breakdown in the minds of people, zombied people, zombified people walking around as if they have absolutely no clue as to what is happening to them. And they don't. They honestly don't. Some do, but most of the masses are in darkness, and deliberately so. I mean, let's face it, God has sent a spirit of stupor upon his people, and particularly that they might not know all that will befall them in the last days. And this is deliberate. It's divine. It is something that God is responsible for as well. So it's not just Satan. God is in control of everything, the negative as well as the positive. So we give thanks to the Heavenly Father for being here today. And if we have time later when we continue, I'll relate a couple of personal experiences that I've had this past week and even today in relating to people on a number of fronts. But we're waiting for Karen Testado to join us because right now, as we speak, there is a marathon radio session taking place with the old United We Strike campaign. It's debuting their Power Marathon just as we speak today, Saturday, June 10th. We've had Karen on many times in the past, and over the years, it was given a very good try. We reached a lot of people, but it was not successful at that point. At this particular time that we're talking today, we're hoping for a greater understanding and a greater outreach of people who are searching now for a way to strike back at this corrupt, evil world system. And the only way you can fight it on a physical level, an earthly level, is with the power of the purse. That is a very important power. We speak about it every week with art. We show you who's responsible. The Cosa Nostra in action. The economic control, the clobber over the head of nations over people. And we know that that goes way back to the imposition of the Federal Reserve System in 1913. And we were told back then that you're going to have a one-world government, whether you like it or not, either by consent or by conquest. So let's get used to understanding who's in control. It's not the little ones, it's not the innocents, and it's not the people that have no power over the purse. It's those who control everything in the nations of the world. The flow of global economic expansiveness, communism in China, communism still in Russia, communism across the globe, whether it's North Korea or here in the United States, for we are still a Marxist country today. Like it or not, virtually all of the 10 planks of Marxism, communism, by Karl Marx, Mordecai Levy, are in effect. And so what we're told about today's United We Strike campaign going on at United We Strike Radio right now as we speak is the lineup so far that we have is Mark Anderson, and he's no stranger. We know he's covered the Bilderberger meetings, the one that was just had last week. And he's been a mainstay of the American Free Press publication for a long time. And then, of course, we have some of the others that are coming up. Jay Parker, he ex-Illuminati, so we're told, and his research into Illuminism and all of the front groups today that are operating in and outside of government, private entities, corporations, and so forth. And we have a number of others that I want, hopefully, Karen to tell us about when she joins us in this hour. Also, there are others that will be there, guests like Thomas Williams, and there's going to be this roundtable discussion with a group of others who will join in. So during this time right now, I believe Karen is attempting to get away from the marathon session and join us. So we'll wait until we hear from her. Now also, in the second hour today, we're going to have back, by request, and it's about time, none other than Paul Tepeti of Poker Face. Paul is actually getting ready, once again, believe it or not, to do the Freedom Palooza exhibit in Pennsylvania. It's coming up in just a few short weeks, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to believe. It's upon us again. So Paul will be joining us in the next hour as well to talk about Freedom Palooza and the guests and speakers that will be there. So the next question I have concerning United We Strike is the mission statement. And essentially, that is the most important part of this whole enterprise. What is it all about? For those of you new time listeners, those of you who don't even know what we're talking about, this is a project that began a number of years ago within the last decade. And we were a part of it. I was on the forum. I was, you know, contributing here at RVN. We certainly contributed heavily. Some of the other guests and hosts and programs have also participated in it. But the main thing is, what is the goal? What is the purpose? What is the mission statement? Well, the whole idea is to inspire a unity and peaceful non-compliance against the entire system using our greater numbers across the world to resist tyranny by refusing immoral orders, by refusing to do something we know is unconscionable, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it's in violation of God's natural law. Now, all of this is in order to create a better world of independent, accountable individuals and individualism fully capable of making their own decisions and living their lives of peace, prosperity, and abundance. United We Strike, essentially the summary of their mission statement. True human rights, self-ownership, self-determination, voluntary cooperation, non-aggression, honorable defense, and honorable stewardship. These are the traits of United We Strike. It's for our children, for for our people worldwide across the globe and our own future in this flesh body. So don't buy, don't comply, ask why. And you know, we're doing it now. And it's ironic. The way it's actually coming about now is that Economics 101 is beginning to rear its head. And that is simply that now we're beginning to see the maxing out of the very system that these demons have created across the globe. Their central banking system, so-called, their special drawing rights, their concept of international lending agencies, the ILAs, so on and so forth. The New World Orders, you know, the NGOs that are essentially captivating the control of the minds as well as the wallets of the people. Well, now, even the big major players that we thought were in control of everything in the economic field are beginning to reap their own judgment now. You know, you sow what you reap, it says in the scriptures, and they're beginning to reap what they have sown in corruption, in thievery from us, extortion and blackmail, vis-a-vis their retail outlets, particularly. Now, that translates into something that is, you know, is again part of God's, you know, sowing and reaping principle, his laws of what you sow, you shall reap. Well, now we've seen all of the corruption, the dishonesty, the debasing of the money system. Well, it affects them too. Their own corruption comes back as a boomerang, you know, to corrupt them and to influence against them. And it's working. It's working. Sure, most of us are in the same boat economically, but we don't have the debt, do we? We don't have, most of us who are wise and have seen this thing coming for a long time, do not have the kind of obligations that they have. I mean, when you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in debt, and literally billions of dollars in debt, you're in over your head, big time. If you're talking a few thousand, you can have manageable control over your debt. You can do away with debt that is debt that was accumulated illegally or under deception in a number of ways with regard to credit cards and so on and so forth. And we're not even talking about bankruptcy. The reality is, if you got yourself into a pickle, you've got to get yourself out. I've done it over the years. And the only credit that I have is a simple credit card in which there is no interest. No interest until December of this year. And whatever few hundred dollars I have on that credit card have been paid or will be totally paid when that time comes up. So there's 0% interest, and it's very, very effective in using the system to get back at the system and to be able to invest and then make money and then help to bring down the corrupt system. So, you know, we look at all of these huge broadcast entities that we thought were invincible and that were just ruling the airwaves, and we find them in a situation in which they cannot come out. There is no way out, whether it's a Cumulus or Clear Channel, bankruptcies loom and so on, the selling off of entities that they don't own, all kinds of mergers and acquisitions. You know, all of that is all legal in the system of debt. But all of this was non-existent years and years ago in the last century. Before we had this fractional reserve banking system, before we had the proliferation credit cards. So who is it that wants us dependent on them? Who is it that wants us dependent on the system? The sons of Cain, those that are going to rule from the city of Babylon in the end times. The sons of Cain, the Kenites, those who are chosen in this age to fulfill that. We're going to beat them through Christ. That's the ultimate solution, my friend. All right, we'll be back, and hopefully we can hear from Karen in a few minutes, and the marathon is going on as we speak. We'll come right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Well, we're on, and yes, we have Karen Testotto with us. I was informing Karen off the air that I managed to lay the groundwork of United We Strike, what it's all about, the mission statement, a couple of the guests, and now here she is to tell us what it is that's going on right now as we speak. And Karen, it's a welcome back time. Come on up.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate all your support. You've been so loyal, and RBN as well. Thank you so very much. We've gone through some changes right now. There's an interview being finished up with our hosts, Alan and Steve, who are from Ireland and OYMIreland.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they are finishing talking to Thomas Williams, who I believe is from the UK, and he covers all sorts of different things. But one of the big issues that we are talking about is consciousness today. You know, how do we break through? How do we get the strength to actually look at ourselves so that we can face the demons within us, so that we can turn around then and not only bring the light into ourselves, but to let that show and to begin to do the right thing.
Yeah.
So when we finally turn this around and decided to update the website, it was with Alan's help. He's a webmaster, and it was about a month, maybe about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And then we were trying to think, well, what is the best way then to move forward? Because the 15th, while it's still an option, and it's one that Max Egan embraces, which actually he's going to join me next month, but what else can we do? And who's out there doing things? And why are people so afraid of strikes and boycotts? So we've got a lot of information on the page. And if you go to the about the history of boycott, you can see there about Charles Boycott, because this all started in Ireland. You can read the history, and then you can go below to some of these companies who have us so enslaved. And I've really tried to get these pages full with information that will be fluid, it will be changing. I'm updating my blog very often, usually daily, with some of the other news. But I want people to really look at the Disney Company, because people think that Walt Disney is just wonderful, and they don't realize that it's an MK Ultra operation started back in World War II. Mm-hmm. And if they just open that page and they look at the visual, here, Rick, I'll put this in your chat here in Skype, but they can see right off the bat that this is Mickey Mouse with his arm around Minnie, and he's holding what is supposed to be a blue hat, but it is not a blue hat. In actuality, it's a blue male phallic symbol. This is in our programming. If you look below, there's another little visual that I saw that I really haven't had a chance to look a lot into, but I thought it was so interesting, where they've got Walt Disney set up as a pyramid, and then they're connecting some of the astrological signs to it. And below that, you've got the other one. There's the cartoon that was a full-length feature film, and I cannot remember the name of it at this moment. But it's got the two mice that are going down in like a little sardine can down a roller coaster. And it's a very quick ride, and that's all you think you see. But when you stop the film and you look at this still, you see the upper torso of a nude woman. So Walt Disney has been into mind control and hypersexualization since it was taken over by the military, who decided to use it there in World War II. And also, if you think about it, you know, Donald Duck sold war bonds, and he was so popular that the Russians made a cartoon figure of their own.
Well, so, that's true. That's interesting, because I've been a Disney fan for many, many years, and I noted that that the Disney Studios was literally taken over by the military under Roosevelt, and they commandeered it. They said, you know, you will have troops stationed there, and you will do what we say you're going to do for the war effort. And they were the only studio that I know of they had to do it to, because Walt Disney, from my understanding, is that Walt himself was not on board with war. And he had to be taken over, and you know, you mentioned one of the many programs, the MK Ultra, that was used in animation. But essentially, they figured that what better venue to do this with than a company known for its family films? So apparently, then, this is something that, and I'm not fully aware of all of the details of what happened over the years to Walt, but they took it over basically. It's too good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back now with Karen Testato, United We Street. Marathon radio broadcast is on today, June 10th. Been a while, and Karen, we're back now, and just talking about how the United States government had in World War II had taken over through force, military boots on the ground, so to speak, the Disney Company. But now, what role did Walt Disney personally play? What do you objectively and truthfully know about him being, in any way influenced or taken over by this?
Well, I believe he was a Freemason. I need to do more work on Walt Disney himself. There are links that are under the Disney page that give a lot of history, and I need to check out more of those, but I'm pretty sure he was at least a Freemason, if not an Illuminati, and actually I can possibly ask our guests on the round table. But what I do know for a fact is if you really think about it, look at what they did with the Mouseketeers. That's their training ground. And look at how they've used the Mouseketeers to slowly but surely eviscerate the family. This is part of an agenda to completely eviscerate us. And that's why the LGBT crowd is so very big right now, because it's not about protecting life anymore. We've got too many people who are, unfortunately, thinking with their crotches instead of their hearts and their heads, and they're thinking of immediate gratification, and they're not following how we got here, or the fact that the water supply has been poisoned, the water bottles have been poisoned, they've been demasculinizing the men, they've been making the women warriors really big. They're trying to make it too that women can just, anyone can change their sex and you can have a choice as to whether or not to have a child. And it's really the destruction of life. I believe firmly in my heart there are three types of people. It seems there are male, female, and there are people who are gay or homosexual. But the thing is, instead of recognizing that this is just something that some people cannot, you don't choose who you love, we don't have to make such a big deal out of it. But what's happening now is they are taking apart and taking down the family and teaching sex education to five-year-olds. It is absolutely insane. And unless we face this ugly truth and start to look at where these threads come from, we're not going to be able to save ourselves, our families, our children, and that's it. Right now, United We Strike is about that. How do we protect life? So we've got to open up and look at life. And Rick, I love being on here. And actually, if you want, I don't know how much longer your program goes today. I know I've got to get back to the other one, which is going.
Well, have Paul Tepetti coming on, a good friend of yours as well.
Oh, Poker that's right.
At the top of the next hour. And then, you know, if he doesn't stay the whole hour, maybe you could rejoin us. You can come on together if you'd like. You're welcome to come back and fill us in, you know. So,
well, thank you. Actually, I'm going to be live as part of the roundtable right now, so I need to go to that. But I was going to tell you, if you go further, we're going until 1 o'clock Pacific time. So if you have an extra half hour or something, if tune in. If you feel like saying hi, you can say hi. It's going to be a really good conversation. We've got Andrew Johnson of checktheevidence.com. We have Mark Anderson, who has just done great coverage on the Bilderbergs. He's there in Virginia.
Yeah.
And so, and I believe Thomas Williams is joining, as well as Jay Parker. And so I need to get over there. But again, thank you so very much, Rick.
Even though you were a little bit late in getting here, the few minutes that we've had so far have been quite elucidating and enlightening. And how can people join in and listen in if they'd like to, or at least get it to record for them?
They can go to UnitedWeStrike.com, check out our newly updated site, and you can use the players. Go to the you can go to the chat page and actually ask a question. I'll be looking there to see if we've got any so that I can relay them to the guests. And again, thank you so very, very much, Rick, and each one of you listening. It's up to you to take charge of your health, to protect your life, your family, and Mother Earth.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Karen, and best of wishes, and we'll have you back. Join us if you can.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, amen. Okay, thank you. All right, folks, so we have a few minutes here between now and the top of the hour when we're going to give call to Paul Tepetti. But, you know, what Karen was just saying about just one venue of mind control and propaganda is only one component of this overall war on the family. You know, I was just thinking of this the other day. Let me just say this, okay? Reading the scriptures in the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, you know, I'm now on Deuteronomy chapter 13, and then going on to 14. And I've been doing this for several months, starting with the book of Genesis, and I see this big continuum. And I see what God is doing to his people, a people called out, a people he refers to as a peculiar people, that the Apostle Paul refers to again in the New Covenant. And he said, you're a special people. God called you, the house of Jacob, and his children, and sons and daughters, to do certain things on the earth. And that is a witness, of course, to Christ, but for all the others who will or can be grafted in. And this is the important point, is that salvation from Satan to God, all the souls in this age today have to be accountable, one way or the other. But God's truth must shine on all flesh, on all, and then they of sound mind can make their own decision as to who they love more, Satan or God. This war on the family, when we read the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, is so important to understand how they contrast with the Kenites and Marxism, communism. The first 10 points of Marxism are the encapsulation, really, of the whole Communist Manifesto, aren't they? And among the two important things are the abolition of all private property and of the family. That's the war. And what does God tell us in the Ten Commandments? Those are the things that he enshrines. Love of God and the love of thy neighbor and property. I'm reading how, you know, God set down his rules and his laws about not cheating thy neighbor, not stealing from thy neighbor, recompense for thy neighbor, whatever you've taken by accident or stolen or damaged, and then what you've stolen deliberately, you must repay a number of times back what you've stolen. You see the opposition, God on the one hand, Satan on the other, God's children, Satan's children, and what is this war all about? That's the war against God. The war on the family, family unit, has pretty well succeeded to the point where it's an end game thing now. It's just a matter of mopping up. It's a mopped up operation, let's face it. We're at the end game of all of this now. Divorces are at an all-time high. She said transgenderism, homosexuality, bisexuality, all kinds of pornography. These are the things that are welcome or tolerated by the politically correct mode of the humanists and the socialists and the Kenites today in the schools, not just from Hollywood, but from the schools, the colleges, the universities, all of the institutions that impact on the mind of our young people. So these are one of the four hidden dynasties, you see, is the academic dynasty, you see, learning what goes into the mind, the economic, the political, and the academic. So isn't it pretty apparent today who's waging this war on us? Who's waging the war on the family? Who is behind it and how they've succeeded? The educational system, the American Humanist Association, the Fletchers, who came along with sensitivity training and all of this business of doing your own thing, and the Abby Hoffmans, you know, those were the people, the Jerry Rubins. During the 1970s, following the Vietnam War debacle, when that was really in full swing, to create this whole do-your-own-thing, anything is okay as long as you decide it's okay. And now we're reaping all of the benefits of it, if you want to call them benefits. We're reaping the whirlwind, folks. What God says is true. Whatever a man, a nation, a people sow, that also shall they. We have to be careful where we walk today. We have to be careful where we drive today, when we walk, when we drive. We have to be careful just at home. We're not secure. We're not safe. We're not, you know, at peace of mind. And this was not the case of 25, 30 years, or even 20 years. But now it is the case. And who brought us? Well, ultimately, we brought it upon ourselves. We have to blame ourselves. As a nation, as a people, we've erased God from everything, our public institution. You know, I tell the story about here in Rhode Island, where I'm from, about we have this Asher this on top of the highest buildings at the highest point in the state at Rhode Island College. And ever since that went up, you know, we've had nothing but bad, bad fortunes in the state. Nothing but one problem after another. And to add to it, at Roger Williams Park, Roger Williams, founder of Rhode Island, we have a park that some years ago, there was a plaque of the Ten Commandments somewhere in the park. It wasn't huge. It wasn't, you know, sitting perched on top of some huge building, but it was there in the park facility. And somebody, of course, raised the stink. It must have been a Muslim, I suppose, or some Arab or whatever. I don't think so. But in any event, so one of the councilmen, Joshua Fenton, made an issue of it. And he was one of those who was, I believe, a city solicitor. Said, you got to take it down. You got to get it out because it's offensive. Well, they quietly took it down with very little fanfare, very little mention. And from that point, things descended down even farther. They kept going down, down, and down. Then there was a plaque dedicated by a class to a class of a high school in Cranston, Rhode Island, on the wall, and in the plaque was a prayer from that class. And somebody happened to make a stink about it, and they went to a federal court judge, and the federal court judge said, you got to take it down. They said, why? This is a class donation. This is a gift.
from the class of such and such a year. And it's not about religion, and it's not about forcing anybody to believe. It's a donation.
Judson, I'm sorry, but I am the law, not the Constitution. And he ordered it taken down. And a lot of people, including many of the kids who are currently enrolled, complained and ranted and raved. And the little girl who just happened to start it all, the commotion over it all, took a lot of heat. She took death threats and everything else. But she moved out of the area and, with the help of the Atheist Society and the Humanist Society, managed to move on with a scholarship at a university. Now, she did the damn. They did the damn. And who today remembers that in Cranston, Rhode Island? You know what? Very few here. What they're concerned about is their taxes. And they are going up. And they have been going up tremendously. They're concerned about their automobile tax. They're concerned about their mortgage payment. They're concerned about the cost of living. They're concerned about their pensions. They're concerned about everything but the source of what caused the malaise. You see? You're getting the picture? You will reap what you sow, and God said it right there in the book of Deuteronomy. He said it in Leviticus. He said it in Numbers. When you cease to worship me and you put other gods before me and you turn your souls away from me, you will have ungovernable problems that will not be manageable and will not go away, but I will multiply thy sorrow. I'm not trying to be a preacher. I'm not, honestly, you know. But I'm a little bit stirred up here because I've been living through this for some 60 years of my life. And I've seen it. And I've witnessed the downfall of my area, and I'm sure you have, across America. It's not just me, it's not just you, it's everyone. And the only countries that have a semblance of law, you know, the Sharia law that they're protesting against today in America, the countries that have some semblance of devotion to their faith, some semblance of morals and values, to the extreme, maybe yes, but they do. And they do not tolerate the kind of filth we tolerate here in America, are the countries that we are being enlisted by the synagogue of Satan. It's that simple. So who is behind the satanic one world global activity bring about an devotion to God, recognition of God, our allegiance to God, and instead place our allegiance in the state, in the economy, and everything else? It's them, of course. Naturally. This is why are now at the point of no return. And why we should boycott, and we should, with all money from all of these venues of operation. And yet some of us out there, I'm sure there are many, are still ringing up the cash register for them, aren't you? Huh? Asking now, aren't you? In a little way. Just a little here and just a little there. Paying interest on your credit cards. Having a mortgage that is not going to be paid. Having a line of credit. You know, participating in their system. The system of giving. So, every time we do add to the numbers of people, are withdrawing from the system, it angers them. It makes them very mad. Just like when Jesus Christ himself in the temple, overthrew the money changers' tables and took out the cat of nine tails, he whipped them. And the chief priest said, by what authority do you do this? And he became more enraged. And he referred to his word. That's the authority. You have made this place a den of thieves. This is a house of worship. And he really enraged them. At that point on, of course, they determined that they must kill him. And this is what they're doing today. This is what they have done. Millions and millions of souls sacrificed on their own of hope. Of Balaam. Ladies and gentlemen, apparent, but this is not polite discussion, is it? This is not kind. We talk about other people. And so it's wonderful. And summer is upon, and the weather is warming up after this world warms colds in winter. So we must
Okay, it's breaking up, huh? How long is it going? Okay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen. I understand we've had a little bit of interference, a little bit of static here on Skype, so we're on by phone now, and that's okay. As long as we're here, then that's the important thing. I understand that most of you were able to hear something in the last 10 minutes or so since Karen left, and I've been giving my commentary about the way things have been devolving here in my own state over the years since we defied God up above, and we just decided we were going to kick him in the pants and throw him out, and now we have, you know, all these problems in our own state, and every state of the country is going down. We're having a number of issues in this land that we call America, Israel, and it's not getting any better. As we just noted with our guest, Karen Testotto, and United We Strike, a few moments ago, and we are experiencing a rapid decline, particularly in my state. You know, we've had this business of removing God from our park, named after Roger Williams, who founded the state on religious freedom, and now we have no freedom to see a statue of the Ten Commandments placed there on a plaque or a banner from a school in the state in Cranston. The city of Cranston, by a class that had donated that as a gift to the class of a particular year. And so judges have intervened, and the courts have said, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. But we still call ourselves a free nation, and we still call ourselves a free people. And that's why we have troops all over the world, the Imperial Army, to guard our freedoms. And, folks, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be humorous, wouldn't it? I think so. Anyway, I don't wish to belabor the point, and I don't wish to just continue to drag it on. I think it needed to be said, though, because of today's, focal point on where we are today. We could talk about hearings and talk about Congress and the Senate committees and investigating all of this claptrap with James Comey. James Comey and Mr. Trump, and all of that is meaningless to me. All of that is irrelevant. Because it is nothing more than window dressing. It is nothing more than a freak show, a sideshow, that is distracting us from where we should be, both as a nation and as a society. The real issues that are now taking fold are reaching their climactic end. As I said earlier, and most of my audience understands this, as a people, as a nation, we are at the very stage of the declenching, the ending of a people's societal norms. And that means the perishment of a people. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. All right, hour number two will come up, and we will talk with Paul Tepetti. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.